马太福音。
We're going to read Chinese verse and English together.
我们一起念中文、英文一起念。
不是。念中文。然后念英文。
Okay. 先念中文，然后念英文。
谢谢，一起，一二三。
好，那时耶稣在安息日麦地里经过，他们的门徒饿了，就掐碎麦来吃。法利赛人看见，就对耶稣说：“看哪，你们的门徒做安息日不可做的事了。”耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫和跟从他的人饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？吃了陈设饼，这饼不是给他和跟从他的人可以吃的，唯独祭祀可以吃。再者，律法上所记的，当安息日，祭祀在殿里犯了安息日，还是没有罪。你们没有念过吗？但我告诉你们，在这里有人比殿更大。我不喜爱祭物事。你们若明白这话的道理，就不将无罪的当作有罪的了，因为人子是安息日的主。
Let's read English together.
我们再念英文的。 At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath.He answered, Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God,
and he, the companion ate the consecrated bread,
which was not lawful for them to eat, but only for the priest. Oh, haven't you read in the law that the priest on Sabbath duty in the temple desecrated the Sabbath and yet are innocent?I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. If you had known what this word means, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
How are you feeling today?
今天觉得怎么样啊？不错吧？
Today I'm going to ask you a serious question.
我今天要问大家一个比较严肃的问题。
When was the last time you lied about something?
你上一次为了某些事情说谎是什么时候？
Did I hear something said, I never lied?
有没有人说我从来不说谎的？
And everybody think, that is a lie.
每个人就会跳起来说，那就是说谎。
Seriously,You might respond to my question. What do you mean by lying?
Yeah. 言归正传哈，你很可能会对我的问题的回应是说，你的所谓的说谎是什么一回事？
Is white lie a lie?
Okay.
Is white lie a lie?
Oh, it's a white lie. Okay. 白色的所谓白色的谎言就是善意的谎言是谎言吗？是。善意的吗？
By definition, a lie is not telling the whole truth.
如果照这个定义来说的话，谎言就是没有把全部的事实说出来。
That means partial truth is still lying.
即使是一部分的真话，那还是谎言。
Why do we consider white lie is not a lie?
我们为什么认为所谓的白色的谎言就不是谎言呢？
What is a white lie?
什么是 white lie? 什么是白色的谎言？善意的谎言。
This is American term.
这是一个在美国的美国人的话，美国人说 white lie. Okay.
White lie is defined as harmless or trivial lie, especially one told to avoid hurting somebody's feeling.
Okay, 所谓的白色谎言是为了避免伤害别人的感觉而说的，一部分的半真半假的，不是全部真实的。
I accepted Christ when I was about 12 years old.
我接受主是在我12岁的时候。
As I was growing up, I didn't like to lie.
Yeah, 我从小就非常不喜欢说谎。
Today, when my wife asks how she looked in a new dress and on new hairstyle, okay. I still have trouble responding.
So 今天到今天，我太当我太太问我说：“哎，我这个发型发型如何？我这个新衣服如何的时候，我还是有些困难挣扎，是要说实话呢，还是说一个善意的谎言，还是有所挣扎。”
Honestly, I'm still learning how to verbally and truthfully appreciate people around me.
所以我还是在继续学习怎么样在言语跟诚实这两件事上。能够对我周边的人好。
In July 1997, my brother-in-law Paul, my wife's brother, was diagnosed with four-stage cancer.
这是他一个有关于他的妻子哥哥保罗的故事。在1997年的八月，保罗他被诊断出得了肝癌的第四期。
At the time, his doctor said, "There's no cure." In the United States.
在那个时候，那个医生就说，这在美国是没有办法治的了。
In August 1997, I vividly remember a skinny man leaving LAX.
我记得非常的清楚，就是在八月，1997年八月，有一个上了年纪的，然后非常瘦弱的一个男人，就是在洛杉矶机场飞到，从洛杉矶机场飞到的东方
台湾
去求医治。
My sister-in-law accompanied him to Taiwan, then Hong Kong, and then China.
Yeah, 我妻子的姐姐，我妻子啊，我妻子，
他的妻子
啊，他的妻子 ，sorry， 他的妻子，他的妻子就陪着他一同到台湾去求医治。
And two of their children are left behind here.
Yeah, 他留下了两个青少年的儿女在美国。
When none of the medical treatments had any effect on curing the cancer, they did.
然后任何的医治都是对他的治疗是无补于事。
They decided to come home on October 7, 1997.
所以他们决定在十月1997年十月回到美国。
My wife and I got a hold of a new wheelchair and we went to LAX.
我的妻子跟我就是带了一个轮椅，然后到洛杉矶机场。
When we arrived, it was 5:30 in the afternoon.
我们到的时候是大概是下午五点半。
We met some church brothers and sisters who arrived earlier than we did.
Yeah, 到那边有些教会的朋友已经在那里了。
But they told us our brother-in-law had already passed away on route.
他告诉我说，保罗已经在飞往的途中已经去世了。
Because somebody died on the plane, we had to wait for the coroner.
因为有人在飞机里去世，所以必须要等法医。
It would take hours for the LA County coroner come and inspect and then release the body.
大概要这个洛杉矶的法医大概要要大概好几小时，让他能够验尸，然后才能够释放这个尸体。
Then my wife and my sister-in-law approached me.
然后我的妻子跟他的跟他的哥哥的太太就来找我。
Asked me if I could make a phone call home to tell my father-in-law and his children that there's a plane delay that we cannot come back until a few hours later.
他们就要求我打一个电话回家，然后告诉我的岳父跟孩子们。因为飞机延误，所以我们要迟个十一小时才能够回家。
I was caught in a situation. If I make the phone call, I have to lie.
我就被摆在一个比较尴尬的地位。如果我打这个电话的话，我就必须要说谎。
What should I do?
我应该怎么做呢
？Should I refuse to make the phone call because I did not want to lie?
我会因为我不喜欢说谎而拒绝打这个电话吗
？What do you think?
你认为呢？你认为如何
？Ask me about this question after the sermon.
打 ，OK， 都是打哈，都是善意的谎。
这是你嘛 ？I'm talking about me. That
talk about.
I hate lying.
He doesn't like to lie. OK.
So I was caught in the situation if I have to call and tell the lie.
我就变成就是如果要打这电话，就必须要说谎。
Today's sermon title is "I Desire."Mercy, not sacrifice.
今天的题目就是我喜爱连训，我不喜爱祭祀。
For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.
因为人子是安息日的主。
When you look at the translation in Chinese, probably is not exactly the translation of in English.
Yeah, 中文的翻译大概很不能够完全的翻出那个英文的意思。
It's not sacrifice, but in Chinese it was 不喜欢祭祀。
祭祀。中文的英文的话是 sacrifice, 牺牲的 sacrifice, 献祭。
It's dislike.
Yeah.
It 不是。Don't like. It's men don't like. Not sacrifice. I like, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. 我喜欢连续。
连续。
不是不喜欢。是 dislike.
是不喜。
不是喜。不是喜爱。
不是喜爱。
不是不喜爱。不喜爱是更加负面，好像是 dislike.
Okay, all right, okay.就是另更喜欢另外一件事情，要比祭祀要
更喜欢，连续
更喜欢的意思，不是说不喜爱祭祀，
不是不喜欢
祭祀，主也喜欢，但是好
像没那么
喜欢的是连续 mercy。OK， 哎，中文的翻译就是跟他英文稍微有点出入。
I desire mercy, not sacrifice, is quoted in Isaiah, Hosea 6:6.
何西雅书六章六节，这一段经句是从何西雅书六章六节出来的。
In this passage, Jesus was confronted with a ministry problem.
在这段经文的时候，那个耶稣碰到一个事工上的一个麻烦。
The disciple broke the Sabbath law.
因为门徒们他们触犯了一个安息日的律法。
When you look at verse 1 and 2.
那你看第一节、第二节的时候。
At the time Jesus went through the grain field on the Sabbath, his disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grains and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath."
所以那时耶稣在安息日从麦地里经过，他的门徒饿了，就掐起麦穗来吃。法利赛人看见了，就对耶稣说。看哪，你的门徒做安息日不可做的事了。
The reality was, Jesus' disciples were caught in doing something that was considered wrong.
Okay, 就是耶稣的门徒在做一些干犯安息日律法的时候被人家抓到了。
What was wrong with it? It's doing something prohibited on the Sabbath.
因为他们犯的错就是在安息日里面做了一些安息日不准许。
How did Jesus respond to this question?
那耶稣对这个问题的这个回答是回应是怎么回应的呢？
Jesus answered the problem by citing two biblical examples.
耶稣就是用了两个圣经的例子来回答法利赛人。
In verse 3 and 4.
然后是在第三节跟第四节的时候，两个圣经的例子。
David broke the priesthood law but was not condemned.
大卫犯了祭祀的规律规条，但是没有被定罪。
Look at verse 3 and 4. He answered, "Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priest."
第三、第四，耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫和跟从他的人饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？他怎么进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼？这饼不是他和跟从他的人可以吃的，唯独祭司才可以吃。”
Jesus pointed out to the Pharisees that David and his companions broke the priesthood law, but they were not condemned.
所以耶稣对法利赛人指出说。大卫跟他的随从们，他们干犯了祭祀的法则，但是他们并没有被定罪。
That was the first example. The second example, the priest breaks the Sabbath law about serving on duty.
第二个例子说，祭司在供职的时候触犯了安息日，所以也不算有罪。
Look at the verse 5.
我们看见第五节。
Or have you read the law that?The priests on Sabbath duty in the temple desecrate the Sabbath, and yet are innocent.
再者，律法上所记的，当安息日，祭司在殿里犯了安息日，还是没有罪。你们没有念过吗？
On the day of the Sabbath, The priest must slaughter the sacrificial lambs and then carry out the burnt offering duty.
说在安息日的时候，祭司必须要将这个祭品、祭牲畜，宰杀了以后，然后献祭。
The priestly duty on the Sabbath are exempt from the Sabbath law.
所以祭司在这个安息日，公职的时候是不被定罪的，是在安息日律法之外的。
Jesus responded to the ministry conflict with two biblical examples, which direct the Pharisees and his disciples to the right perspective of serving God in God's ministry.
所以耶稣用这两个例子来引导法利赛人跟他的门徒，在神的事工上要有一个怎么样一个正确的观念。
In doing God's ministry, some violations of ministry law, rules and innocence are innocent because God's desire mercy, not sacrifice.
所以在侍奉上你有所对一些法则有所抵触的时候，如果他是为了别人的好处的时候，这个就说不算有罪的，应该不被定罪的。
The Hebrew word mercy means merciful loving kindness.
希伯来文的怜恤，意思就是怜恤的爱和仁慈。
Sacrifice means one's offerings or services in God's ministry.
祭司是指着人在神的事工中所奉献的，或者是服事。
Without Jesus, one's sacrifice and services would only mean a person's own effort or merits.
所以，如果是没有耶稣基督的牺牲，我们所做的一切的努力或者一切的奉献一切的侍奉只能算是我们个人的努力或者我们个人一些功绩而已。
Since Jesus is greater than the temple,
既然耶稣是大过于圣殿，
as he was telling the Pharisees in verse 6,
在第六节的时候耶稣告诉法利赛人他是大过这个圣殿。
He's the real and only reason by which we can come to before God.
他是唯一让我们能够到达神面前的唯一的理由。
Jesus said the Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath.
耶稣他自己说我人子就是安息日的主。
Serving in ministry we often encounter many ministry problems.
所以我们在侍奉的时候常常会遇到一些问题一些疑难。
Here's one example.
这里有一个例子。
Many years ago,There were a couple come to our church, on and off.
Okay, 好几年前有对夫妇，有时候来，有时候会来我们教会。
They kind of disappear for a couple of years.
然后他就已经消失大概两年吧。
One day they came back.
然后有一天突然出现了。
With a baby girl.
然后他们有一个小的婴儿的女婴孩。
And they were kind of late.
然后他们已经是大概迟到了。
But when they were at the door, the usher did not want them to take the child into the sanctuary.
当他们在这个门口的时候，招待的人就不让他们带着这个小女婴到这个会堂里面。
Our church is a gymnasium type of church.
我们的教会当时教会上是一个体育馆一样的。
We call it MAC, M-A-C.
M-A-C. Okay.
Multi Activity Center.
多功能的会堂。
We also have PC.
What's PC?
Not personal computer. It's praise center.
Praise
center.
So we
have Mac and PC.
就是多功能。
So they were standing outside the Mac.
所以他们就是站在外面啦。
With a baby, late.
然后来迟了，又带了一个小 baby.
The usher said, "You cannot take the baby in."
然后这个招待跟他说，你不可以把这个婴儿带到这个会
堂里面。We don't have a back room like what you have or most churches have for babies.
因为他们那个是像一个体育馆一样，所以没有所谓的可以给婴儿跟父母在一起的婴儿房。
We have nursery in a separate building.
我们有这个婴儿房，但是在另外一个房。
Our church rules take all the baby to the nursery.
Okay, 我们教会的规则是把所有的婴孩小孩子带到婴孩房。
Remember, they haven't been back for a while. It's first time for about a year and a half or two years.
那这对夫妇是因为好久不来了，所以他们第一次来就碰到这样的一个规矩。
It's an infant baby.
一个小 baby,
First time coming back.
第一次回来。
And they were not allowed to take the baby into the
center. 然后他们就被通知说，你不可以把小 baby 带到这个
会堂里面。The usher insists they can't take it.
然后招待就坚持说，你们不能进去。
No exception.
Yeah, 没有例外。
And they kind of wandered a little bit and then left.
他们就停留了一下子，然后最后就走了。
They never came back.
然后从此以后再也不回来了。
For years, they never came back.
很多年过去的时候从来没有回来过。
I still don't know where they are.
Yeah, 我还是不知道他们去哪里了。
Did they go to another church or did they just left the church?
他们是去了。
No love in church.
他们是去了另外教会呢还是就是干脆就不回教会了因为就觉得教会里没有爱。
According to church rule, the usher did the right thing by the book.
如果是根据教会的规章的话这个招待做的是一点都没有错。
He served correctly by the book.
然后根据这个规章，他做的完全是对的。
The usher offered his sacrifice to God by the book.
然后我们看到这招待们，他们就照着书、照着规章来侍奉神。
But God desires mercy, not sacrifice.
但是神他喜爱连训，不喜爱祭祀。
In part one, we learned that Jesus was confronted with ministry problems.
然后我们刚刚看到耶稣他遇到一些侍奉上的一些问题。
But he answered the question with two biblical examples.
但是他用两个圣经的例子来回答他们。
God desires mercy, not sacrifice.
第一个是神喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
What is the Sabbath? We're going to talk about Sabbath. What is the Sabbath and where did it come from?
然后第二个是因为人子是安息日的主。所以我们来看一看什么是安息日，它是从哪里来的。
The Sabbath is the seventh day of each week.
安息日是每周的第七天。
It is dated back to God's creation.
然后就是从可以回溯到神的创造。
After 6 days of creation, on the seventh day, God rested.
神创造了六用六天创造天地，在第七天就停下了工，歇息了，休息了。
Jesus, the Son of God, stated in John 1:1-3, and Colossians 1:1-15.
Yeah, 约翰福音1-3，还有这个哥罗西书提到，耶稣也是创造宇宙万物的主。
Oh, I missed the line. I forgot the slide. Sorry about that. I'm not going to read it.
Okay.
God created the universe.
神创造了天地。
Jesus is the Lord of Sabbath.
所以神耶稣基督就是安息日的主，因为他是创造天地的主。
The second point here is keeping the Sabbath as holy is the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments.
然后第二个原因就是因为守安息日是圣为圣日是十诫中的第四诫。
In Exodus, it should be chapter 20, 8-11.
第创世纪二十章。
出埃及记。
Sorry, 出埃及记20:8-11.
Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath.To the Lord your God, on it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son, your daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, and any foreigner residing in your town. For in the 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and made it.
出埃及20:8-11，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日向耶和华你的神守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息。所以耶和华赐福与安息日定为圣日。
In the Old Testament, there are many specifics concerning observing the Sabbath.
旧约里面有很多提到安息日的地方。
We could look at this as a list of do's and don'ts.
又好像一个清单一样，告诉我们何事可做，何事不可做。
You look at the don't work.
几个例子哈，一个是不可做工，不可工作。
Don't compel servant to work.
不要强迫你的仆人代替你去做。
Don't compel a stranger to labor.
也不要强迫别的人，陌生人以你的名义来做
工。Don't compel your livestock to labor.
甚至在牲畜都不要去做工。
And these are all the do's and don'ts.
Yeah, 就是所有的不可以的跟可以的 okay?
Don't prepare meals.
Okay, 不可以做饭。
You prepare the day before.
甚至你必须要前一天就把饭做好了。
Don't engage in business.
Yeah, 不要去从事商业或活动。
And then there are last three, like do assembly.
最后三个是要做的。
What about today?
那今天的呢？
This is a list of Orthodox Jews that the do's and don'ts.
传统的正统的犹太人在安息日禁止做的活动。
是今天。
今天哈，今天他们是守这些东西的。
So no writing, erasing, and tearing.
Okay, 不可以写东西，不可以擦东西，不可以。
No business transaction.
不可以做生意。
No driving.
不可以开车。
Riding in car.
或者是坐别人的车。
Or other vehicles.
或者任何其他的。
No shopping on Saturday.
不能够去购买，不可以去购物啊。
No using the telephone.
不可以使用电话。
No turning on and off on any electric device.
Okay, 任何电有电的发动的东西都不可以打开或者关。
No cooking.
不可以煮饭。
No gardening.
不可以。
That's good for me. No gardening. Saturday.
不可以在园子里，可以在园子里。
No laundry.
不可以洗衣服。
Ladies, oh yeah. No laundry.
Wonderful. I like this list. Don't.
Let's look at this. This traditional from the Bible. You look at this list.
如果你看这个清单的话，
this is the today's Orthodox Jews list.
在圣经的清单跟这里这个比较保守的犹太人的清单，今天还在守。
今天还在守
的。
This is from the Bible. But look at closely. There are something we pay close attention to.
我们注意一下，对比一下这两个清单。
Don't do your own pleasure.
Yeah, 这里讲说不办自己的私事。
If this is not your own, it's okay. That means God's pleasure, it's fine.
如果是神的事就可以。
Don't speak your own words.
不随自己的私，不做自己的私话。
Don't think your own thoughts.
不随自己的私意，都是自己的，别人的或者神的就可以。
Do assemble with God's people.
Yeah.与神的子民聚集。
Do call the Sabbath a delight.
要称安息日为快乐。
Do call it honorable and holy.
称安息日光荣和圣洁。
Now, this is the passage I missed.
刚刚错过这一段经文。哥罗西书哈。
Oh no, this is related to.Let me see.
This is between the fourth commandment and the rest
of
the commandment.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Right.
The next one, Jesus is the one mediator between God and mankind.
耶稣是神与人之间的唯一的中保。
Let's look at First Timothy 2:5.
我们看一下提摩太前书二章第五节。
Well, there is one God and one mediator between God. And mankind, the man Jesus Christ.
因为只有一位神在神和人中间，只有一位中保，就是降世为人的基督耶稣。
Let's look at First John 2:1-2.
我们看一下约翰一书二章一到二节。
My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world.
我小子呢，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是耶稣，就是那义者耶稣基督。他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是当为我们的罪，乃是为普天下人的罪。
Jesus is the one mediator between God and mankind.
So, 耶稣基督是人与神之间的唯一的中保。
Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath.
所以耶稣就是安息日的主。
Fourth, Jesus said, the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.
第四个原因就是耶稣基督他自己就说人子是安息日的主。
Jesus himself proclaimed this title.
耶稣他自己自称他是安息日的主。
And the title Son of Man emphasized the humanity of Christ who offered his life as the ultimate sacrificial lamb without blemish to redeem all humanity.
所以人子是强调人耶稣基督的人性，他是一个毫无瑕疵的羊羔，为了我们罪，为了赎我们的罪而献在而献上。
What does Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath, mean to you?
所以耶稣基督是安息日主，对你有何种意义呢
？Will this biblical truth that God's desire mercy, not sacrifice, give you the desire to change or adjust your method of ministry?
所以这句经文说，他喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀，对你有何应用上的功能呢？你是否在某些看法上有所改变呢
？This is our application.
这是我们的应用上。
How does this passage apply to you as a body of Christ or to me personally?
所以这段经文如何能够适用在我们作为基督的身体或我个人上身上呢？
Most of today evangelical Christians do not observe Sabbath as prescribed in the Old Testament.
Yeah, 大部分的所谓大部分的基督徒都不会再像旧约那样的守安息日的律法。
In fact, we gather together on Sunday and worship God.On the first day of the week.
Yeah, 事实上我们是在礼拜一个礼拜的第一天以及所谓的礼拜天来敬拜。
How does this passage apply to us?
那这段经文是如何能够应用在我们身上呢
The dispute between Jesus and the Pharisee in the passage is not about which day to worship God.
所以耶稣跟法利赛人之间的争执的要点不是说在哪一天敬拜礼拜六或者礼拜天
Which day is the Sabbath?
Yeah, 而是就是哪一天是安息日不是争执在这个上面
It is about us, the follower of Christ
而是在于我们是如何来追随主
How do we deal with something that went wrong or perceived to be wrong or unlawful while serving in God's ministry?
当我们在侍奉神的事工的时候，我们是遇到一些我们认为错的事，或者是我们认为不正确的事情的时候，我们应该采取什么样的作为呢
？How are we going to discern what rules to observe or otherwise？
我们怎么样能够洞悉什么样的规要遵什么样的规则，遵守什么样的规则，或者是能够做出一些替换呢，一些调整呢？
In what situation, in the eyes of God, that we are innocent of breaking certain rules for the good of the people?
在何种状况中，当我们侍奉神的时候，我们为了人的好处而做出一些决定的时候，即使是违反了一些规章，但是在神也看来是不被定罪的呢？
Can we really worship God and God's ministry while breaking some rules?
当我们在侍奉神的时候，我们真的能够违反一些规章吗？一些规则吗
？Let's look at a real example.
我们来看一个真实的例子。
Why do we have traffic laws?
我们为什么要有交通规则呢
？Stop lights, stop signs, speed limit, seat belt, auto insurance, and driver's license.
呀，红绿灯啦，然后要停啦，然后呢要绑西标啦。然后要有保险啊，等等等等，为什么要有这些所谓的交通规则呢
？The traffic laws are enacted to protect all peoples to orderly and safely.
Yeah, 我们都知道哈，交通法则是为了我们每个人开车的人能够平平安安的、安安全全的。
All traffic laws rules are good for the people.
所有的交通的规则就是为了大家的好处。
We should obey traffic law all the time.
所以应该遵守交通的规则。
But there are some exceptions.
但是也是有例外的。
Ambulances, fire trucks are not required to obey traffic law while they are on duty.
所以当这个消防车或者救护车 在执行使命的时候是不需要遵守这些交通规则的。
Why？
为什么？为什么？
When you see a traffic light, ambulance and fire truck running through the red light, would you say, "Oh, run the red light"?
Okay. 所以当你看到一个消防车或者是一个救护车，然后闯红灯的时候，你会指着那个车说：“哎呀，你违反了交通规则吗？”当然不会。
You won't complain, of course not.
当然不会的。
You understand the fire truck must drive as fast as possible to put out the fire.
Yeah, 你知道消防车必须要尽快的到那个现场，然后去灭火的。
Even though the fire truck runs the red light is not a violation.
Yeah, 即使他闯了红灯也是不算犯法的。
It's good for the people.
因为是为了人的好处。
The next ministry example.
然后我另外有一个例子。
A case study of Daniel Group.
在我家里成立一个小组查经，叫做但以理小组，又叫就业小组。
My wife started this group in 2005.
Yeah, 我和我太太是在2005年成立这样一个查经的一个小组。
This group meets every other Friday night.
Yeah, 这个小组是每隔一个礼拜是在礼拜五在我家里聚会。
On April
16, 2005,
we had our first meeting. But it was on a Saturday. At the start of the meeting, we thought Saturday was good, so we promoted it on Saturday. This is a promotion flyers.
Okay. Because at that time, we thought Saturday was the best time.
The picture was taken 2006.
Yeah, 这个是在2006年我照了这个照片。
It was first anniversary. I took the picture of the flyer.
这个周年纪念，我就把这个宣传单。
So when you look at it, April 16, on a Saturday.
四月十六号，礼拜六。
The person created the flyer did not put the year down. It was in 2005.
这个人没有把这个年放进去，所以是四月十六号，二零零。
The first meeting, April 16, on a Saturday, we have 7 people.
哇，第一次会聚会，我们有七个人。
Including my wife and myself.
包括我跟我太太，我们两个人。
And also, before we did that, we also, I also wrote a ministry plan.This is the actual ministry plan that I wrote. March 12, 2005.
Okay.
This is what
I
have purpose of the group, target group, meeting format, date, times, and then you look down the date. It's Saturday.
Okay.
From 10 to 12.
所有的一切有关的规章。
First day of meeting was April 16 on a Saturday.
聚会的目的等等的，然后这个目标小组是什么什么，然后时间什么什么时候，然后如何聚会等等，就写得非常详细。
So the purpose or the mission of the small group is this.
I can't read that.
To glorify God by providing an environment for mature adults to grow spiritually and build relationship with each other for the sole purpose of bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to non-believer.
OK, 所以这个小组的使命宣言就是一些就业的成年人以荣耀神为生命的目标，借着彼此建立关系以致灵命成长，实践信徒唯一的使命，带领非信徒接受耶稣基督的福音，这是我们的使命宣言。
So I wrote the business plan, I wrote a lot of rules.
所以我就把所有的一些规章都写得非常详尽，
including responsibility,and other rules for meeting in our home.
Yeah, 包括一些在这个小组查经里面的一些责任，然后每个人应该做的一些事情。
We saw the need. We changed from Saturday to Friday night.
然后我们就把这个礼拜六的聚会改成了礼拜五。
Starting at 7 p.m.
然后改成在礼拜五晚上七点聚会。
The first hour we have dinner together.
然后在七点到八点，我们先是一起在吃晚餐。
We took turn cooking.
Yeah, 大家轮流做饭。
We planned that the meeting is from 8 to 10 o'clock. From 8 to 8:30 was worship and announcement.
然后8点到8点半是所谓的颂赞诗歌，然后一些报告， 然后八点半开始到十点钟是所谓聚会查经的时间。
That was the plan.
这是我们的计划。
But as the situation kind of settles, and we find that 90 minutes for the meeting was not enough.
Yeah, 所以计划永远赶不上变化，所以我们就发现我们这个
一个
半小时是不够的。
8:30, we started Bible study. The end time is 10 o'clock.
然后我们预计中的是八点半到十点。
All groups ended beyond 10 o'clock, 10:30, some even 11 o'clock.
所有的小组没有办法在预定时间中完成。
Two hours, two and a half hours. They wanted 2 hours,
十点或者甚至到十一点才结束。
Every single group wanted more time.
每一个小组跟我说，哎呀，我们需要更多的时间。
We don't, even though I designed until 10 o'clock.
即使我事先的预备的是到十点钟为止。
So a few months later, I had to allow them to go beyond.
Yeah, 几个月以后我就没办法，就说好吧，好吧。
Not only they go beyond 11 o'clock.
不但他们从十点延到十一点。
Some of the members even stay over after past midnight, even 1:30.
甚至有人到午夜，甚至到第二天的早上一点多钟。
Kind of share life.
Yeah, 因为他们越谈越高兴，很多的分享。
Two occasions.
有两次，我记得。
A few people stay until 3:45 in the morning.
Oh my gosh. Okay, 有一些人就是留到三点四十五分。第二天的早上三点四十五分有两次。
My wife and I still stayed awake and talked with them.
我太太跟我就是尽量保持清醒，然后还能够跟他们对话。
The next day was Saturday.
第二天就是礼拜六。
And they are adults.
They are what?
They're adults. They are not kids.
他们是成年人，所以可以那么晚睡觉。I thought they said they're dogs. I'm sorry.
4 years ago, my wife and I retired from secular work. We're no longer mentors of the fellowship. But we still host them Friday night. At the start of the fellowship group, 2005, based on our prior experience, my wife and I set up some rules and policy for the fellowship, including meeting at 10, to end at 10 o'clock.
所以在这个聚会开始的时候，我太太跟我就根据我们过去的经验，就筹写出这一份计划书，计划说到十点钟这个小组聚会要结束。
As the reality sets in, my wife and I had made many adjustments to meet the needs of the people.
Yeah, 但是事实上，我跟我太太要不断的修改我们原来的计划，为的是能够满足人们的需要。
But we kept our own rules on our own behavior.
但是对我们自己，我们是有一个从来对我们自己的规划规则，我们是从来不改变的。
We had never complained about the fellowship's members' behavior.
我们从来不对这个小组的成员的任何的行为做任何的批判。
That's messy, forgetful, unappreciative. We never said that.
或者是他们搞得很乱，或者是不对对主人没有任何的感谢之情，这些我们都从来没有抱怨过。
Only a few years after we founded the fellowship, it grew to 20-25 people.
Yeah, 所以过了几年以后，这个就从七个人的小组就成长到二十人、三十个人的小组。
And also 6 years, it went to 35 people.
Yeah, 6年以后就是三十五个人。
This is just a couple of years. This picture here is a couple of years, probably about 7 years ago.
七年以前的那个照片。
You can see me on the right side. It's about 15 pounds lighter on that side.
我大概是最右边，大概是身轻如燕，没有了。
The person taking picture, you don't see my wife that because she's taking picture.
因为我太太就在照，是照相的人，看不到。
This is a probably 2011. I couldn't find the original picture.
大概是二零一一年，二
This is not actually a fellowship, but this is a farewell party for two people, a couple leaving our fellowship to Hong Kong.
这个不是聚会的场所, 这是在欢送两位成员要到香港去的, 我们给他一个 party.
The name is, that name is on the top, on the left, there's a, more like a,
okay.
魏明有心, 只剩两个人, 夫妻。
一对夫妻, 要到香港。
This is the picture taken 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow, 这是两个礼拜以前的照片, 这在你们家里。
But I'm not in there.
但是我不在里面。
My wife's not in there because we were in North Carolina.
Okay.
We were in North Carolina.
因为我跟我太太都是在 北卡洛利州, yeah, 所以我们不在这个照片里面。
There are a couple of fellowship members have our keys.
Yeah, 我们不在家，他怎么进去呢？ 因为有一两个人有我们家里的钥匙。
They have my alarm code.
甚至我们警铃的那个密码。
So they come in at my house.
所以他们进出我们家，自如的进出我们的家。
Let's come back.
Okay,
to the application of today's sermon. In this house of worship, are there any rules, policy, tradition in your particular ministry that cannot be violated?
So, 在这个敬拜的中心里面, 就是这个教会里面, 在你的事工里面, 有哪些规则你是认为是雷打不动, 是完全不能改变的?
Are you so boxed in by the particular rule that you might be failing to see the needs of people?
你是否坚持到一个地步, 认为就是说, 看不到别人的需要?
When we are serving in God's ministry, we want to do the best we can in accordance with the Word of God as prescribed in the Bible.
我们侍奉神, 当然每一个人都愿意尽心尽力地, 然后照着圣经的真理, 圣神的话语去侍奉。
Sometimes we encounter some situation that we need to make wise adjustment.
但是有的时候, 我们遇到一些事情, 我们必须要做一个有智慧的调整。
Regardless what ministry department you are in, will you evaluate the rules and policy that you feel so passionate about?
不管你是在何处、何个部门侍奉, 对你一些觉得很执着的规章, 你是否愿意再重新把它审视一番呢?
Are these church rules so holy and biblical so that no one is allowed to alter or to violate it, even for the benefit of the people?
有些规章在你来说是神圣不可侵犯到一个地步, 即使是为了别人的好处, 也不能改变吗?
Or for the benefit of the whole ministry?
甚至是为了整个事工的好处。
Let's look at two passages.
我们再看一下两个圣经。
1 Corinthians 12:26-27.
哥林多前书12:26-27。
If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Therefore, in church ministry, we must serve together as one body.
当我们在教会侍奉的时候，我们必须要成为一体，一个肢体一起来侍奉。
Please think about at least one thing you can apply to your particular church ministry.
请各位想出一样，就是你认为现今侍奉的侍奉上面想出一样事情。
Is there one method, one policy, one tradition, or one rule that in your ministry that no one can violate or change, even for the benefit of the people?
这样事情在你的心中是一种传统、一种规则、一种法则。 就是神圣不可侵犯，绝对不能改变的呢？ 有没有这样一件事情呢？ 在你现在侍奉当中。
Not even Jesus and his disciples.
Yeah, 甚至耶稣基督的门徒来了也是不可改变的。
Just like the story in the passage.
就好像我们今天引用的经文，法利赛人认为他们是安息日，耶稣基督的门徒做的也是不可。
But Jesus says, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for the Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath."
但是耶稣说，我喜爱连训，不喜爱祭祀，因为人子就是安息日的主。
Let's pray.
我们就祷告。
If you feel moved by the Spirit,
如果你被圣灵感动了，
you may have 10 seconds, 15 seconds to pray, ask God to help you to change your heart.
你可以用十或十秒或者十五秒在心里向神祷告，让神能够改变你。
Change your method of doing ministry for the benefit of the whole ministry.
能够为了别人的好处，能够改变你心中的已经既定的一些规章。
Let's take 15 seconds.
我们一起默祷十五分钟，你默默的在心里想出一件事情。
十五秒。
啊，sorry， 十五秒。